Sony 2G digital recorder ICD-BX132. This is Denise Russell at Speak to Me Catalog making a recording of this digital recorder. First, I want to say you need two AAA batteries. You take the slide the cover off the back of the digital recorder. The flat part of the batteries go against the prongs. They go in the in the same direction. Insert those and slide the cover back onto the unit. On the left-hand side of the unit is a slider switch. If you hold it down, you will turn the unit on and release it. Hold it down and release it. Hold it down for about 5-6 seconds and then release it. It will return the unit on. If you slide it up in the up position, you are locking the unit so that when you travel, you won't accidentally record a message. I might add that after a period of time, if there is no activity on the unit, it will turn itself off. So if you're using the unit and set it down for a period of time, and you come back to the unit and you press the button, it's not doing anything, just simply go to the left-hand side of the unit, hold the slider switch down or button down for about maybe 6-10 seconds, and then release it. And then you can press the play button or the forward button, and it should start speaking. Now, I also might mention to you that when you get the unit, when you turn it on, it may want you to set the time and the date and all the rest of that. You do not have to do that. You can simply skip through that and press the forward button until you get a long beep. Then the unit is ready to be used. All right, at the very top edge of the unit, on the left-hand side, you have your earphone jack, and over to the left, you have a microphone jack. Then on the front of the unit, you have your screen. And then below the screen, you have on the right-hand side kind of a slender, thin button, which is your folder button. There are 5 folders. They make beeping sounds. And to tell what folder you're on, folder 1 has 2 beeps. So I'm going to start with folder 1, 2 beeps, then you have 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 2 beeps again, and that's folder 1. On the left side of the unit, you have your menu button. If you press it once, you're into the menu. Press it again, you get 2 beeps, you are out of the menu. On the below the menu button is kind of a rectangular button with a dot in the center. That is your enter or play button. Now, during the course of this demonstration, I may use either one of those names. So I may say enter one time or play one time. But no, I'm talking about the same button, which is your play or enter button. On the right of that, you have your round, fairly large button. That is your record button. Below the play button are 3 smaller buttons, very tiny, but they're doable. On the left, you have rewind. In the center, you have pause. And on the right of that, you have fast forward. On the right side of the unit, you have 3 buttons. One button has kind of textured. It has a little lump, a little indentation, another little lump, I guess you could say. The top of that button is volume up, and on the bottom of that button is volume down. Right below that, you have another smaller button. That is your divide button. And we'll get into what the divide button will do. And then right below that, you can feel it. Take your hand, you can feel it, is the erase button. Now, I wanted to mention that this button is 2 gigs, has 2 gig of internal memory. You can simply, very simply, record a message on the unit, obviously, and play it back. But it also has the ability to edit a already recorded message. And you can edit it in 2 ways, and I'll tell you how, and I'll demonstrate it. You can either add on to the end of an already recorded message, or you can totally change a message at a certain point that you want to add information to it. Okay? And I will demonstrate how that is done, because you do have to go into the menu, and you have to pay attention to the beep sounds, because it, you know, it's more visual, but it's definitely can be done by someone with visual impairment. Well, first of all, let me just simply record a message and delete it. Okay, so I go to the little round button, which is right of the enter or play button. I press it once to make a recording. It's going to make a beeping sound. Thank you for ordering from the Speak to Me catalog. And to stop the recording, you hit the pause button and you have a little beeping sound. Now, the pause button, I will remind you, is the button in between the rewind and the fast forward. There's a little small button called pause. And you, that's the stop pause button. All right, now to play, we're going to hit the square button with a little dot in the center. I'm going to play that back. Thank you for ordering from the Speak to Me catalog. And to stop the recording, you hit the pause button. Okay. Now, let's say I want to erase that button. I simply go to the right of the unit after I play the message and press the erase button. It's going to make a beeping sound. Actually, let me play the message again.
Thank you for ordering from the Speak to Me catalog. And to stop the recording, you hit the pause button.
All right, so I played the message. I'm going to hit the erase button.
Thank you.
It will play the message again. Then I press in again on the erase button, and it is gone. If I press play, there's nothing there. You don't get any sound, no beeping. I'm pressing it, nothing there. Okay, so that is how you erase a message. So no matter what folder you're in, that's the procedure to erase a message. Now, you might want to ask, how can I add on to a message? Okay, so let me go ahead and record a message, and then I'll use that message as a demo of how we can change a message. All right, so I'm going to record a message. I press the record button. Speak to Me catalog, PMB 154, 330 Southwest 43rd Street, Renton, Washington. All right, and I stop the message. Now I press the pause stop button. Now I'm going to play the message back by hitting the enter play button.
Press the record button. Speak to Me catalog, PMB 154, 330 Southwest 43rd Street, Renton, Washington.
Okay, now to edit or add to the message, I'm going to go into the menu and turn the option to add onto a message on. I simply press the menu button. Here's the menu button one time. That's right above the play button. I hit the fast forward button four times. 1, 2, 3, 4. I hit the play button once. I hit the fast forward button once. And then I hit the play button twice. And did you hear that long beep? Now I have turned the ability to edit a message and add on to a message. Oh, by the way, I had to hit pause to go out of the menu. Always remember to hit pause to go out of the menu. Okay. Now I'm going to play my message. And I'm going to add my phone number onto the message. I don't have to listen to the whole message, okay? I can just simply find a message, know that I want to add to the end of the message. And remember, I did not put a phone number at the end of the message. So I'm going to go in and add my phone number, okay?
Press the record button. Speak to me, catalog.
I hit the record button twice.
1-5.
Phone number 425-235-6119 or 800-248-9965. Press pause to stop the recording. All right, now I'm going to play the message back, and my phone number should be added to the message.
Press the record button. Speak to me, catalog. PMB 154 330 Southwest 43rd Street, Renton, Washington. Phone number 425-235-6119 or 800-248-9965.
Okay. However, I did not leave my suite number or my zip code. Now, in order to go in to change the message, I need to then go back into the menu and turn that option on. Keep in mind, in order to change a message, I first have to have the record a last message on first. So I just want to let you know, which the option is on right now. Okay, the ability to add onto the message is already in the default capabilities. In order to not do that, I'd have to physically go in and turn that off. And I will tell you how to do that. But in order to actually edit a message and start from a certain point of a message and re-record it, I have to have that option on first. And then we'll go in and turn the option to what they call override a message. How do you do that? Okay. You go into the menu again. That's the button above the play button. All right, I'm in the menu. I hit the fast forward four times. I hit the play button twice. Then I hit the fast forward. Then I hit the play. I hit the long beep. Then I hit the pause to go out of the menu. All right, now. I'm going to play the message back. I'm going to add in my suite number and my zip code and the rest of the message. I have to stop it right where I want this information to be inserted. Okay, so we're going to play the message again.
Press the record button. Speak to me, catalog. PMB154.
Get ready to hit the record button twice.
330 Southwest 43rd Street.
Press the record button twice. And I think, let's see. All right, so suite number K, Renton, Washington, 98058. Phone number 800-248-9965 or local number 425-235-6119. Hit the pause button. Let me see if I did it, because I was talking
button.
When I...
Speak to me catalog, PMB154. 330 Southwest 43rd Street. Twice.
Oh. Okay, I may have, let me try that one more time here. Let's see.
Press the record button.
I don't think I hit the record button properly.
PMB 154 330 Southwest 43rd Street.
Okay. Suite K, Renton, Washington 98058. Phone number 800-248-9965 or local 425-235-6119. Hit the pause button. Let's see if we got it this time.
Press the record button. Speak to me catalog, PMB154 330 Southwest 43rd Street. Okay. Suite K.
There we go.
Renton, Washington, 98058. Phone number 800-248-9965 or local 425-235-6119.
There you go. All right. So that is how to add on or override a message. Now, to turn this feature off, simply go into the menu option, menu. All right. One beep. Hit the rewind four times. One, two, three, four. Hit the play button. Hit the rewind. And hit the play. And now it has been turned off. Okay. Now, one more button I wanted to demonstrate for you, which is the divide button. That one is, say for instance, you recorded a lecture and you don't want to listen to the whole thing for a prolonged period of time. You can break up a message where it will become several messages, or a 5-minute message, or a 2-minute message, or whatever you want it to be. And I will demonstrate that for you. Okay. I'm going to play my message. And I'm, as I divide it up, I'm just going to press the divide button, which is on the right-hand side, right below the volume up and down button. So I'm going to press my recorded message.
Press the record button. Speak to me catalog. PMB154-330 Southwest 43rd Street. Okay. Suite K, Renton, Washington, 98058. phone number, 800-248-9965, or local, 425-235-6119.
Okay. I didn't say anything while I was pressing the button, but as if you heard those little moments of silence, I was taking the divide button and I was hitting it twice so that I would put a divider to break up that message. So hopefully, let's go back and see if we did it. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got.
Press the record button. Speak to me catalog. PMB154.
Okay, that's one message. It ended. Let me press the play button again.
330 Southwest 43rd Street.
All right, that's another message. Remember, when I got to that point, I pressed the divide button two times. It created another little file that now I can skip through, okay, and get to the next message. Okay, here's the next message.
Okay. Sweet K, Renton, Washington, 98058.
And again, that's exactly where I pressed the divide button to break, to create another message. And then I'll press the play button again.
Phone number, 800-248-9965, or local, 425-235-6119.
There you go. So hopefully this demonstration has helped. If you have any further questions about it, can you give me a call at my phone number, which is 800-248-9965. Press the number 4 for the customer service department, and I'll be happy to go review or go over any of the features on this unit. I think just play around with it. Have fun with it. Real, real, real simple unit to use. Very clear recordings, and I think you really will like this unit. I used to use the Olympus recorders, but I've now switched over to this one. They're both good units, don't get me wrong, but this does have that feature that I like about editing messages. Thank you for listening to the recording for the Sony ICD-BX132 digital recorder. Okay, Papa, I finished.
Okay, I have one package and no record.
Okay, who was that?
Victor Andrews.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It said refund CC, but there's no...
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I refunded
it. Okay, Jason, you got to cut this off.